Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley and team, speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, December 12th, and ending on Sunday, the 18th of December. Wow, not much longer now till the next year, and it's going to have a different number vibration, but we'll get into that as we get closer. All these things make a difference, and this week we do not have a lunar event. We do not have planets changing signs, but we are getting used to our new Venus in Capricorn and Mercury in Capricorn also. They are sort of what everybody's talking about, this out of bounds experience for planets, and it's something that perhaps I've never mentioned. I don't know. I've been doing this for a very long time, but I don't talk about it a lot. It has a way of emphasizing the planet, and what does it mean? Well, you know, there's so much going on. You know, if you look at the sky as they do, astronomers do, and you see these planets are not all in a line, you know, the way we imagine them when we're talking about them. They're all in just one circle going around the zodiac. No, they happen to be in the sky either north of the equator or south of the equator line. And they also have a range that's normal. Number of degrees north, number of degrees south of this line. All right, and if they go beyond that, which they sometimes do, they call that out of bounds. So that's like a rogue planet. You know, watch out. It's going to do things you had no idea it could be possibly doing. And so when it comes to things like Mercury, you know, it's about thinking. I know, and in Capricorn, though, you know, you would imagine this Mercury would stay pretty close to normal, you know, because Capricorn likes to keep things structured and moving in a predictable way. And Venus in Capricorn would have some of that also. But out of bounds. This is like, you know, for the holidays, you're thinking that everybody's on the same idea of the traditional way we do this, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get this curveball from somebody who's being the Mercury rogue, you know, or, you know, somebody who always buys you a flannel nightgown, you know, doesn't. These things are interesting departures from tradition, you know, and not expected. That's what the deal is with the out of bounds planet. And some of them, you know, could be more intense than others. And we just have cycles of cycles. And in this particular cycle we're in, we have a few rogues out there. And you can tell, can't you? I wouldn't even have to tell you that just looking at your life. I mean, last week's full moon, wow. I really have to say, perhaps it affects me because it has connections to my chart, but it was like I was in some kind of a game show in the parking lot going to get my groceries. Like the game was, how can I get out of here without caring about what anybody else is doing and get to that parking spot? You know, it was really important that somebody was focused. And it had to be me, apparently. So, you know, this is what I mean. There's a lot of this energy out there now, especially with Mars in Gemini. It's just heated up the mind. So just be aware of that. This is a rogue week with a Mars in Gemini. So things don't really get to settle down too much. I mean, you look at the news. Wow. I mean, there have been some amazing things. And when that Neptune went direct, and I said in one of the memes I did, you know, that things were going to come out now that had been hidden. Well, that certainly was happening. And even, you know, we even had a very interesting comment by an evangelical pastor testifying at the House Judiciary Committee. Wow. I mean, I would imagine that would ripple through his community when he said they made a pact with the devil. You know, so it's quite fascinating what's going on now. It's rogue. That was a rogue Neptune, because Neptune would be the, you know, the religious, spiritual, you know. And I mean, what would be the last thing you would think an evangelical would want to do? Make a pact with the devil. So anyway, just get ready, you know, put your seatbelts on. Don't forget to take care. But let's see what the week is going to do. We are in the third quarter phase of the moon as we start this week. We're going to have a new moon coming up on the 23rd of December. So that'll be next week. And you are in the space now, third quarter moon, having learned some things or gained some things during the cycle. You want to share these things. You know, what have I got to tell you? What have I got to give you, you know, from my harvest? All right. So that's kind of what we go through here, is the disseminating phase, they used to call it. Most of the time you hear it called the waning gibbous, which doesn't make a lot of sense, because the word gibbous doesn't always make sense, but it has to do with the anatomy of an ape and what the moon looks like. And I'll leave it to your imagination to figure that one out. But disseminating was what they used to call it, as they say. And that was when you could understand, you know, giving out, I'm disseminating all that I have built up. Okay, that's what we're doing. And so it isn't a time to be pushing forward to make something happen right away or get everything you need. It's sort of giving. It's the idea of giving, which is kind of helpful for people to be in this phase if it's, you know, they want to be giving, gifting people things. Monday the 12th is what we could call a good day. Moon is in Leo. So it's dramatic. Okay, it is. And it is attention-seeking and entertainment-seeking, and it gets to have a happy opportunity, sextile to Mars in Gemini until 8:04 p.m. So Mars is retrograde, so there may be things, conversations and meetings and things that you've already experienced that you're redoing in some way or other. But, you know, you've got somebody who's willing to have some fun with you. Mars in Gemini is definitely willing to have fun. And so it has an upbeat quality to the day. And with the sun in Sagittarius going sextile Saturn in Aquarius until 1:12 p.m., that momentum can also be bringing in some good ideas that can have to do with the future or some festivities, group experiences, or whatever that you may be going toward. After 8:04 p.m., however, the moon's going to do, fixed moon, going to do those challenge aspects, let's call them, to the fixed sign planets. First is Uranus, retrograde in Taurus, 10:47 p.m. And, you know, this is, again, I want to spend on something lavish, but there's been a change in finance and attitudes, and somebody else doesn't want to do that kind of thing. Also, some big change happens that is very unwelcome in the realm of the Leo moon. And then we have the opposition to Saturn taking place in Aquarius, 9:09 a.m. Tuesday is when it finally comes in exact. So, you know, if you were upset at this change, then there's also some obstacles and things that are saying, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that. You know, I mean, this can be as simple well, it won't be simple to people who are very invested in it, calling the restaurant you thought you could get your reservations for, and they say, sorry, we're booked. You know, obstacles are in the way. So remember that and try not to do anything until after 9:30 on Tuesday morning, Eastern time. All of these are Eastern time. I mean, I did the most ridiculous thing you could possibly do while the moon was square Neptune. I was very busy online trying to do a bank transfer. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you because it was just absurd. And there were so many technological glitches in various websites. It was website issues. Things are not going smoothly lately. If you haven't noticed, you've been lucky. But anyway, it's all okay. It all worked out, except, you know, there was, you know, not what I actually wanted to have happen. Anyway, so we get past 9:30 a.m. Eastern time Tuesday morning. We have the harmony of the lights. Oh, thank you, Moon and Leo says. Finally, there's somebody who just totally gets it and wants to do what I want to do also. That is the Moon in Leo trine the Sun in Sagittarius, 10:52 a.m. exact Eastern time. And this is also a harmony within the self, as we talk about, the harmony between the instinctive feeling responses, which is the moon, to be playful, to be generous, to have fun, and also to be regarded with affection and loyalty, let us say. And it gets to be in a harmonious way with our actual expression, our outer expression, which is to be, you know, sending the love vibration of the heart, which is also the Sun in Leo, and in a broad sense, Sagittarius, you know, and humor also, generosity and humor. So it's a lovely aspect, inner and outer, and it is the aspect that we sort of float with for the rest of Tuesday as the moon goes forward, of course. After that aspect comes in at 10:52 a.m. So we will be in that, really. We can feel it. It isn't a time to be making plans when the moon is void, of course, unless you're doing something really imminent because things will change. But we have the moon go into Virgo at 3:45 a.m. on Wednesday. Now, there's a little bit of a upbeat, and there's a little bit of a strange in this particular moment because until 12:10 p.m., the Sun in Sagittarius is making a square to Neptune in Pisces. So, boy, oh boy, can you be over-idealizing something right now? I wouldn't be looking to buy things online or, you know, really make commitments to anything under the Sun square Neptune until 12:10 p.m. But that's unfortunate in a sense because Moon in Virgo is going to have a trine to Venus in Capricorn. That will come in at 3:32 p.m. So we have that idea that, you know, maybe we can get something that helps people with their career, or also maybe looking at gifts that are, you know, looking for a bargain on high-end items. Okay, that's great. Just wait till after 12:10 p.m. Eastern time so you're not, like, being conned into expecting something that isn't quite right. Be aware, you know, that there's such an increase now and hacking and all that kind of, you know, look, what kind of scam will they fall for? So be aware of that energy in the morning on Wednesday up till 12:10 p.m. And it could even be coming in later on Tuesday evening. But once it's over, then you can take advantage of that moon trine Venus. And the next thing the moon will do after the 3:32 p.m. aspect with Venus is trine Mercury in Capricorn until 4:02 a.m. So we've got a pretty nice ride, especially for doing the practical things you need to do and making sense out of things that you may need to make sense out of, or giving your expertise to someone who needs it. These are good aspects for that, and people will be receptive to that under the trine energy. But after 4:02 a.m. Eastern and until 6:29 a.m. on Thursday, Moon is square Mars. So that's where you stop trying to tell people what to do if you don't want to cause a real big problem. But a lot of us will be asleep. That would be nice energy to miss. Of course, if you're across the pond by then, it's definitely you're in your morning and almost into the afternoon. So it depends on where you're listening from. But once we get past that, we have a morning where Moon in Virgo will trine retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 10:41 a.m. So you may be going back to look at something that you might want or need to help you with either your health or your diet or your kitchen or your office. Things like that are in the air. But also in the air, if we go beyond this, is the potential for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It gets more so as we get closer to the opposition to Neptune in Pisces, which won't come in until 12:41 a.m. on Friday. So if you need to go out and about and get things done, be aware, if you're able to make yourself take precautions, go ahead and do that. But it won't be as rampantly available for you to get into trouble until it gets closer to, after sunset, let's say. But in terms of making decisions and making plans or, doing something that is going to be important in any way, the Moon is being not clear as it is opposing Neptune in Pisces. It's not getting good information, or people who you thought you could rely on aren't showing up to help you and stuff like that, or that would be the end result, let's say. So we go to Friday the 16th and we've passed that 12:41 opposition. Then we go into the Moon in Virgo square Sun in Sag 3:56 a.m., which brings us to the fourth quarter lunar phase, which is where we start looking at what we are going to let go of. And at the end of a year, this is a very potent phase. So this is a great time to, if you're going to clear clutter and, you've got a holiday coming, things may be coming in, make space. But also in terms of other things that you thought you might want to do, or things about anything about your life, really, that you don't want to bring with you into 2023. This is a time to ponder and see what you're going to let yourself let go of at that new moon the following week. So, and this is also, as I will say, a great time to have a reading so you can have some idea about what that next year is going to look like for you. And as you know, there is a discount on my regular price for readings now. You can take advantage of that. Just get in touch with me through the website, and there it'll be very clear for you. So Friday, we're in that, when we wake up in Eastern time, fourth quarter Virgo moon, and what we get to have right away is a trine to Pluto in Capricorn, 9:25 a.m. If it was only longer, Moon in Virgo would be happier, because this is a very helpful aspect for getting all the mundane issues taken care of. If you have some time, that aspect will be helpful for anything, getting in touch with authorities, etc. And you can put it out there, like with your email or your text or something, and get the energy of the good approach And that could be very helpful. After this, the moon will oppose Jupiter in Pisces until 2:13 p.m. So once again, it's overdo it. And also try to get things in order when somebody else is, you know, sort of drifting in poetic spiritual land. It's not much of a help. Virgo moon's not getting a lot of satisfaction out of that. You know, we're almost at the end of that Jupiter in Pisces transit. You know, it's going to shift into Aries really soon. It will be in Aries on Tuesday in time for the solstice to have an Aries Jupiter. Now, you may say yippee, or you may be sad. It depends on what this Jupiter in Pisces has been doing for you. But one of the things it's been doing for us where we are is a lot of rain and wet and water, and we really needed it. So when we go back into that Jupiter in Aries, that's that dry time. So just be aware of that. And things are going to speed up even more. So this is one of, you know, the last days of Jupiter in Pisces. But anyway, for Moon in Virgo, it won't be so much fun, the Jupiter in Pisces energy. The Moon shifts quickly from void, of course, to go into Libra at 2:49 p.m. And the first aspect that Moon has is a square to Venus in Capricorn, and that comes in at 8:28 a.m. on Saturday the 17th. So, you know, it's kind of, Friday's kind of a funky day, which is, things aren't going quite right, let's put it that way. And even after the opposition to Jupiter, it's still not working so well. You know, people have different ideas. And this is where Moon and Libra might want to present those other ideas, and somebody like Venus and Capricorn is pretty certain that it's going to stay the way it is. So after this Saturday morning, 8:28 a.m., now Libra Moon can talk away the day with Mars in Gemini in a trine till 2:44 p.m. Again, you might be going over old ideas and old conversations and communications, but it is, you know, helping and working for both of you, whoever you're, you know, dealing with. And if you're just having a day off and you're looking for, you know, having a fun time, this is the kind of energy that you would go window shopping if you were in New York City, although you can hardly get along those avenues anymore. This was such a great thing to do, to look at the window decorations and the buildings, but we can also go and see other decorations wherever we are. Christmas trees, they sometimes have those kinds of, that would be fun. This is, you know, because the Moon in Libra likes beauty and the arts, you know, and Mars in Gemini is up for a short journey, you know, anytime. Just call me. I'll be there. 2:44 p.m. is when that's over. Mercury is going in for a trine to Uranus at 4:37 p.m. Even though it's a Capricorn Mercury, it's open to some shift and change ideas, and maybe about dinner, where you want to do your dinner. But the Moon in Libra is going towards the square to Mercury in Capricorn until 8:26 p.m. So what are the interesting things that could come up if it's dinner time, or it's go to a restaurant for dinner time? Libra Moon loves the ambiance. Again, it's in the arts. It likes, you know, beauty and things like that. So it can have a desire to go to a restaurant that isn't quite as good, actually, even. Mercury in Capricorn is going to be quite aware, you know, very practical, and it's going to want to have, you know, value for money. Let's put it that way. It's the truth. And so you can have a little bit of a discordant note there. 8:26 p.m., that's over, and then the moon in Libra trines Saturn in Aquarius until 6:31 a.m. So now you can shift the conversation over to some ideas about what you want to be looking at for the future. Maybe you've realized some of the things you want to change, and you're getting a green light with the moon trine Saturn, 6:31 a.m. on Sunday completes. Sunday is going to be a very pleasant day. Sunday the 18th with moon in Libra, sextile sun in Sagittarius until 5:03 p.m. So that's your happy time. This is, again, it's not as big as the internal energy of the harmony of the lights, but it's close, because this is another helpful opportunity aspect, and this is where you can reach accord and understanding and feel like you're in the energy of goodwill to men kind of thing. And so that should be nice, whatever you're going to be doing on Sunday the 18th. But after 5:03, you got a half hour here to just be aware of the fact that the moon in Libra is going to square Pluto in Capricorn, which it has to do every month, and which we already know is like trying to get your thoughts into a head that has no room for your thoughts. Don't bang your head against a wall, in other words, in that half hour, because it won't work out. And, you know, it's only a half hour, so maybe you can wait. Moon in Libra is void, of course, after 5:35 p.m. on Sunday the 18th. Enter Scorpio at 10:31 p.m., and the Jewish festival of Hanukkah begins at sundown on the 18th. And the moon in Scorpio is going to go on to give us a very nice energy, which we'll talk about when we do next week. And next week we'll talk about Jupiter entering Aries and the sun entering Capricorn and the winter solstice. And I'll have a look this time at the new moon, and that's going to be in Capricorn when it comes in. 1 degree of Capricorn on Friday the 23rd. So there's a lot. So I say I'm going to have a look at that, because with having the Christmas forecast in that week also, because Christmas is Sunday the 25th, it might be an extra podcast just for the new moon. And it could be worth doing. So anyway, hope you are moving nicely through your holiday. And I'll say goodbye for now.